Blackstone Audio presents The Dangerous Edge of Things by Tina Whittle. To James, who always has and always will be. Our interests on the dangerous edge of things, the honest thief, the tender murderer, the superstitious atheist. Robert Browning. Chapter 1. Don't look left, I reminded myself. Look left and you throw up again. So I made myself look right, where I stared at an azalea bush until it blurred into a pink and green blob. Luckily for me, the police officer returned at that moment with a cardboard cup of water. I accepted it with shaking hands as he appraised me. Are you sure you're okay? I faked a smile. Still shook up, but okay. His name tag read Norris, and he was dark and squat and as official as a fire hydrant. He had discovered me retching behind my brother's new forsythia and bustled off to fetch some water. Then he'd offered to track down some breath mints. I had declined. What I wanted was a cigarette, and I wanted it fiercely. It was the only thing I could think of that might get the dead girl out of my head. I remembered strange details, like the rhinestone barrette just above her left ear, a clean metallic gleam in the dark clotted mass of her hair, a silver cuff bracelet encircling a slender white wrist, and the smell when I'd opened the car door. Copper sour and stale, like the...